The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So coming back to the topic that this global pandemic hit in March of 2020, how do we maintain this piety, this taqwa, this awareness of Allah, this connection to Allah, to the Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt, even in these difficult times where we're still living through a pandemic, we don't know when they will change things on us and re-implement all of the restrictions that were there and that are still there at some level for some communities. You know, we talked about, again, about a bit about that last night, about the community building, that we have to be a strong community. We have to be there as support for one another. We have to recognize, brothers and sisters, that in Islam we have different levels of worship. At one level, yes, we have acts of worship which can be done individually, right? Certain things can be done on our own and should be done on our own, right? We have Jamaat Namaz, for example, which is a communal activity, but if you can't make it to the center, many maybe live far away or they don't have regular Jamaat prayers at the center you frequent, we should have Jamaat Salat at home. Right? If the father is at home and he fulfills the criteria as an imam of Jamaat, there's nothing wrong with the father, the husband leading Jamaat Namaz. His wife prays, the children pray. And if the father is away, then the mother should be able to lead her children, her daughters in Salat. It's not that just Mawlana can lead the prayers. No, at home, if you can't come to the center to pray Jamaat, make your homes the masjid. Make your home a house of worship. You know, make your home a place where Jamaat Namaz is established. You can't have Jamaat in the center, in Fajr, let's say, but you can have Jamaat at home. Kids can get out of bed. The parents can make it a fun activity, especially during summer vacation. You know, maybe make pancakes or have breakfast together. Pray Jamaat and then, you know, cook breakfast together or go for a walk in the morning or do some activity if possible. Things can be done in a family setting. The center may not be able to provide all of the spiritual nourishment, and it can't. So our homes have to be houses of worship. Du'as is another example. You know, we as a community traditionally recite Dua Kamail every Thursday night as a community. Although we don't have it in traditions that I've seen that we need to gather in a communal setting. Right, when Imam Ali alayhi salam taught Kumail the dua, he didn't tell Kumail, gather the Jamaat on a Thursday night and recite dua Kumail. He told him, recite it. Now that doesn't mean we don't gather. We gather as a community. But we know that, and we know that, you know, you can recite dua Kumail at home. But on the flip side, we have multiple hadith that tell us that when there are acts of worship being done in a community, it is better to join that gathering. We have very beautiful hadith from the sixth Imam, alayhi salam, for example, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Where, imagine, he's the Imam of the time. He's the representative of God. He only has to make a dua. And I don't doubt Allah would immediately accept the dua of the masoom. I don't believe that Allah would reject the dua of any of the infallibles. But yet we have hadith that when the sixth imam was in a difficult situation or there were problems at home or in the community, he would tell all of his family and the servants and the maids, everybody working at home, that we're gathering in a room in the house, I'm going to make dua, the imam says, and you all say ameen when I make the dua. Right. Why wouldn't he just make dua himself and tell Allah, Ya Allah, let this happen exactly as I want it to happen. Right. He's showing us that, you know what? Du'as in a communal setting have more of an impact than du'as at home on our own. Again, I'm not saying we don't make du'a. If you can't come to Thursday night, you have young children, they have to go to school the next day. I get it. So you have your home as the area where the children can hear the du'as, or they recite the du'as themselves. And you make it a family event that the children get a chance to recite, if not the whole du'a, one or two lines. If not the Arabic, in whatever language that you as a family communicate in. And again, there are many hadith like this. There's a hadith from the fourth imam where he would do the same thing. There's a hadith even from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And the story says at the time of the Prophet, he was in Medina. And in one of the neighboring areas around Medina, there was a drought. And so the Muslims of that village or that town or that little vicinity, they came to Medina, to the Prophet, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we're facing a drought in our area, in our region. Can you make dua to Allah for the drought to be alleviated over there in our village? And the Prophet didn't say, okay, go back home, I'll make dua, things will be good. No, he gathered the people, and he again said, we're going to make dua as a community. Whether it's Salatul Istisqa, the namaz for rain, or maybe it was another general dua the Prophet made, he told the believers that we will all gather together and we're going to make the dua to Allah together for it to rain. And then if God wants to shower His blessings, then it will come down. Right? So the point being is that we need to recognize that even in a pandemic time, our faith does not go on hold, brothers and sisters. We have our own homes. We make our homes the masjid, the imam barga, the place for du'as. And we engage with our children. We make sure that they are there and that they get a chance to be a part of the process of praying, of du'as, of lecturing, whatever the case may be, that we involve them in this event as well. In conclusion, will we ever get back to quote-unquote normalcy, whatever normal is? I personally don't think we should go back to normal, because normal wasn't the best situation we could have been in. Right? There was a lot of improvement as a community that we could have achieved. And by we, I mean all of us, myself included. There is more that all of us can give back to our center, to our youth, to our community members at large. There's something that all of us can do. So we don't want to go back to normal. If normal meant that we had shortcomings and inabilities, we want to get back to something which is better than normal. Create a new normal which involves all of us, involves our children, involves the entire community, where we can actually move our iman to a different level, to increase in our faith, to increase in our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to form those bonds that we spoke about last night, that unity, that fraternity amongst one another. Because ultimately, for us and for our next generation, we need to do this to ensure that we are making our next generation to remain on the path of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.